Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school. Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough, and that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova, and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect 2-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled getquip.com/clean.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship baseball team. This season, I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one, when I hit one, and when I drive one. Here's another winner from Westfield Ford.
Right now at Westfield Ford in Countryside, get $6,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Explorer. Or choose 0 for 60, plus $2,000 bonus cash. Get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Edge. Or choose 0 for 60, plus $3,000 bonus cash.
I've played some infield and some outfield, so I know how important it is to be versatile. At Westfield Ford, you'll get an all-star effort from their team, whether you're there for service or to buy. Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees to qualified buyers and select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Expires 8/31/18.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs are 10-9 since the All-Star break, and they have a 1.5-game division lead. Mike Montgomery against Brad Keller in Game 2 of Cubs-Royals. Joe Maddon in an hour at noon with Bernstein McKnight. Albert Almora at 2 with McNeil and Parkins. Sox-Yankees will be a Ronaldo Lopez-CC Sabathia pitching matchup tonight. Courtney Smith's lawyer says that Ohio State never contacted her about the domestic assault allegations against her ex-husband, Zach Smith. Here's college football analyst Tim Brando, what he believes will happen, Urban Meyer.
It's not like there are a lot of great coaches out there they can go get even this year. There were a lot of jobs that were filled last year, 6 in the SEC. So it's not like you're going to go out and get anybody of his ilk right away. So finding a way to get through this with a oh, say, 2 or 3 game suspension and have him ready to go by either the TCU game or the Penn State game at the absolute latest, I think is what's going to happen.
The Brando interview with Mullion Hall is on 670thescore.com. Football, Bears practice is a wrap for today. They're off tomorrow and will visit the Bengals on Thursday. And Michigan basketball coach John Beilein recovering from double bypass heart surgery. This update was brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Friday, listen to the Bernstein and McKnight show to find out how you can win a chance to host your fantasy football draft in a private suite at Soldier Field on Saturday, August 18th. There will be complimentary food and beverages included in a panel discussion featuring our own Connor McKnight, Nick Sierkowski, Julie DeCaro, and myself. Brought to you by Dykstra, your heating and cooling experts. Visit chicagotribune.com/draftparty for details.
Be square or be there.
I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score tonight at 640 when the Cubs take on the Royals. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
11.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1-2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3-4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5-6-7-8.
Our objective is Midway.
9-10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11?
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Well, we've talked a lot. We started out trying to figure out how best to follow the practice path of Mitchell Trubisky and what it means for him to say, oh, good practice, not so good practice, great practice, and how to just keep evaluating this in real time. Aware of how important he is, of how much he matters, and also not trying to be stupid about it.
Yeah.
Regarding sample size, and it's difficult to thread that needle, I guess is what we've learned.
Maybe you just keep, it's like being at the bar, right? You just kind of keep on plugging away until your friends show up and you see how many you've had by the time this whole training camp thing is over.
A lot of baseball talk. Jeff Sullivan joined us, Doug Glanville joined us. We also discussed that bizarre pep rally for Urban Meyer with a weird gathering of people led by Tennessee Jeff shouting things about Urban Meyer and holding up signs misidentifying the outlet that broke the story.
Completely wrong.
Everything
completely
is
expected.
Wrong and weird.
So we'll start out this way. I've been trying to follow as much college football weird as I could. You know, the real gross stuff, not the Urban Meyer stuff. It's just kind of the funny stuff, coaches going crazy, or actual good college football storylines before we get there. Alabama is always a storyline, and the quarterback controversy that started when Nick Saban put in Tua Tagovailoa instead of Jalen Hurts in the second half of the national title game.
There you go again, the media stirring up controversy, the creating this. There you go again.
Stir up crap, and neither did the Alabama faithful or the media, which sometimes are the same thing. Here it is, though. Jalen Hurts. Yesterday, we didn't get to this because we were at Bourbonnais. We were doing the Bears thing, and I saw this on Saturday. Jalen Hurts has spoken. Have you seen this? Have you seen some of these quotes?
That's some powerful stuff.
This kid let it out. No one came up to me the whole spring, coaches included. No one asked me how I felt. No one asked me what was on my mind. Now when we're trying to handle the situation now, for me, it's kind of late. It's too late. The narrative has already been created. And I think what Hurts was alluding to, he kind of went off. He wasn't like enraged or anything like this, but was just kind of talking for a while. It's about a 2-minute clip of Hurts. And he's kind of alluding to this narrative that the media has gone with, to run with. But I don't think he's blaming. He didn't seem to be blaming reporters for it. He put it on coaches. I mean, coaches did this. He knows that. He understands that. And to not talk with the kid in June. Jalen Hurts told Nick Saban that he's coming back to Alabama. In June, a kid that had won 2 national titles, a kid that damn near had you there, a guy that's been a big time, just lost 2 games in his college football career. In June, that kid told you he was coming back, despite the fact that you started a true freshman for the second half of that game. Right decision or wrong, you would understand if Jalen Hurts was looking for opportunities to go start somewhere else. In June, he told you this, and you didn't want to talk to him at all?
Apparently not interested.
The hell are you doing?
It's like Ohio State and Courtney Smith, just not picking up a phone.
Yeah, this, though, a few fewer consequences. I feel bad for Jalen Hurts. That is possibly criminal.
I hadn't seen this before. It is an annual tradition in Bath, Illinois, on the Illinois River, and they proudly refer to this as the Redneck Fishing Tournament. I watched some video from WQAD, a really surprisingly well-produced
piece.
Really professionally done from a smaller station down there. And there are people in boats wearing all kinds. It almost looks like Road Warrior. There was one woman in a Taekwondo headgear.
Right.
There were people wearing catcher's masks, mm-hmm. hockey equipment.
Lord Humongous was on the lead boat.
They... Ayatollah of rock and roller. And they were out on the Illinois River stirring up Asian carp. And when I say stirring up, I mean because of the vibration of the boat propellers and the reverberation off the hull of the boat, certain sonic frequencies actually cause them to launch themselves in the air.
It's not the actual disruption of the water. It's the free.
No,
cool.
It's like a
resonant sound, vibration.
It has to do with sound. That's the crazy. Transfers through the water, and they go flying. And people have died. People have died because a 6-pound fish has hit them in the face and taken off their head if they're going 30 miles an hour in a boat. So you've got to be really careful. And people were getting knocked down. But the Redneck Fishing Tournament involves catching these fish, however you can. They land in your boat, that counts. They have huge nets that they're just holding up as the fish fly into the nets. They're reaching for them. It's like a version of on Bizarre Foods. I once watched Andrew Zimmern with a huge net trying to capture puffins out of the air so they could barbecue them.
What?
And it was a technique. Look it up. Look up the video for Andrew Zimmern tries to catch puffins. But it's apparently the town for an entire weekend. They fill the river with boats and they try to harvest as many of these horrible fish as they can. And this year, 5,338 Asian carp were taken out of the Illinois River. The winning team was named the Carp Police. They live inside of my head. So what happened, the carp police themselves caught 370 on their own, and most of these are used to make pet food. There's nothing you can do with these fish.
You can't really eat them.
Out of the river.
Good. I mean, you can eat them. They're just
sure you could, bad. But they're just gross. You feed them to dogs and cats, but it looked like fun, actually. I have to admit.
Dan Menil has been looking for our next score outing.
Maybe he'll go to sleep dreaming of the Redneck Fishing Tournament.
I'd go do this. I would go do this. We should take the station. We should go do it. Where am I at here? Oh, yeah, LeBron James. Have you seen, everything he's up with the school and all this? He's added something to his, I would say, off-season schedule, but it looks like this is going to premiere right about the time he premieres with the Los Angeles Lakers. He has put together a three-part documentary series, or is putting together a three-part documentary series called Shut Up and Dribble. It'll be on Showtime. It'll debut in October. And the series will look at the changing role of athletes in the current political and cultural climate against the backdrop of the NBA. The title, of course, comes from when a Fox News host made the comment about LeBron James to just go up and shut up and dribble. LeBron has taken exception to that, quite obviously. Although the school that he put together, the I Promise School, has been in the works for quite some time. You don't just slap that thing together after Laura Ingraham tells you to shut up and dribble. This whole documentary series, I guess, was put together on relatively short order, but it's part of tons of stuff that LeBron has his name on as far as like being a creative influence on or has produced with. I'm really interested to see the thing because just like we saw from LeBron putting together that school and the I Promise thing, then we saw Derrick Rose, I think it was the next week, announce his $400,000 contribution to a big scholarship fund. I don't know if it's donation necessarily. That's probably the wrong term for it, technically speaking. But he put together a bunch of scholarships, and I wonder just how good an influence or how impactful an influence LeBron can be to other athletes who have tons of money and places, good places to put it.
I'm a huge fan of the Chicago Tribune's Phil Rosenthal, always have been. I'm just a little concerned about something here. As he ranks the top 10 Hall of Fame speeches in Chicago history.
Ah, okay.
And he has Michael Jordan, number one, then Ryan Sandberg, Dennis Eckersley, Dennis Rodman, Andre Dawson, Dan Hampton, Tony La Russa, Tim Raines, Jerry Reinsdorf, and Chris Chelios. However, as he discusses Michael Jordan's speech, I was a little concerned about something that he mentioned. He said the greatest player of his generation was appropriately grateful.
What?
And clearly emotional. Clearly emotional, yes. That's where the crying Jordan meme came from. That's where we got, and it's the first thing you think of when you see the picture of him with the speech, you picture the crying Jordan meme. Appropriately grateful? I think I saw a different speech. That's all. I saw a guy airing a list of grievances and tilting at windmills and fighting the battles with his own demons and just laying waste to everybody involved. I don't think gratitude was really a theme of that speech.
I remember hearing that speech and wondering if someone had told him today is Festivus, and now he's got to air a lot of problems with all you people all over the place. I respect petty to a certain degree, you know, especially if it's if it's executed subtly. A subtle pettiness is something that's pretty impressive to me. On yesterday, rather, the Mets beat the Reds 6-4. The Reds are at the Mets for the next couple. On Wednesday, it's an 11-10 game. The starter for the Reds is to be decided officially, although it would be Matt Harvey's turn in the rotation. The Mets put together a real nice tribute video, or I suppose as nice a tribute video as one could hope for Matt Harvey as he makes his return to the New York Mets. Remember, of course, Harvey was the Dark Knight, right? I mean, he was a huge force in this, and obviously his divorce from the team was meaningful. Here's the thing. This from Mike Puma of the New York Post. The Mets requested from the Reds that Matt Harvey, you know, because when a returning player gets back to a ballpark, all the press for both sides wants to go over.
Ben Zobrist last night.
Yeah, exactly. The press wants to go over.
Although it took the Kansas City fans a little while to realize what was happening. Ben Zobrist.
It's Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Remember, they traded for him in 15, too. He wasn't a Red for that entire season. It was a trade acquired by the Athletics, or acquired from the Athletics.
The Royals. Oh, yeah.
And picked him up.
You're right.
Yeah. People,
right.
I think they were kind of remembering that, too. So anyway, like always happens, player gets back to an old ballpark and all the press wants to go over and talk to him. So the Mets requested from the Reds that Matt Harvey hold his gathering with New York reporters at 3:45 or 4:15 so it won't conflict with Callaway's press conference at 4, Mets manager Mickey Callaway's press conference at 4 o'clock. Harvey then decided to speak right at 4. Thanks, but no thanks. I will speak right at 4, right when the Mets manager is speaking.
About that.
Send your people wherever you want to send your people, but I'm talking at 4. And for the, you know, to Matt Harvey's credit, I listened as best I could. The audio is terrible. Otherwise, we would bring you some here because there's flash bulbs going off and the ballpark's playing God knows what, probably a Pitbull song or something. And Harvey's talking and you can barely understand him, but through all the noise and the din, understanding of what happened, I think, of the Mets. I don't know if that's how he truly feels, but he said the right things despite the fact he said them right at 4, damn.
That is the Midday Midway that we do every day at 11. I give a lot of credit to Elise Menaker of Big Ten Network, who actually went and covered the Urban Meyer pep rally thing, the unfortunate gathering that it was in Columbus. She's going to join us next to tell us what she saw and what she heard. So keep it here. You have the score.
Stream the score with radio.com. It's easy. Go to radio.com/listen or download the radio.com app now and get all your favorite score shows live on your mobile device. Stream the score with radio.com.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. When wide receiver Corey Coleman was traded by the Browns the other day, that left zero first-round picks from Cleveland's drafts between 08 and 2016, where there were 11 players taken in the first round. First, if you'd like a blueprint on how to become an 0-16 team, here it is. No first-round pick still on the roster from an eight-year stretch that only ended two drafts ago. Imagine having 11 first-round picks, many near the top of the draft, and striking out on all of them. I mean, not a Pro Bowler from there still on the team, not a role player, second-string guy on special teams, nothing. All gone, every single one. There are amazing Brown stats. And then there's that Brown stat. I'm D.A.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Have you had a foreclosure or bankruptcy and been turned down for a mortgage? Then you need to call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 for information about the numerous mortgage options for borrowers like you. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS number 19186.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hard Knocks returns with an exclusive look at the Cleveland Browns.
This year, we think we got it.
Let's go! Can this revamped squad, with their number one draft picks and all-pro free agents, live up to the hype?
We're going
to
start a whole new era.
Who will earn their stripes?
Don't be late!
Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns. Tuesdays at 10 p.m. kicks off tonight only on HBO.
HBO Sports, NFL Films, and the Cleveland Browns team up for an unfiltered all-access look at what it takes to make it in the National Football League. When Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns kicks off its five-episode season tonight. The new season of the groundbreaking sports reality series spotlights the AFC North franchise that has the hometown region excited as a wave of new young players and veteran acquisitions get acclimated to the team. Each week, viewers will get an inside look as players experience the daily rigors of an NFL training camp as they look to earn their stripes and compete for a roster spot. Don't miss Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. starting tonight on HBO.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $6,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Explorer. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $2,000 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax title license and doc fees. To qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Expires 8/31/18.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think. Well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Thanks
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher joins us.
Brian, when you look back on your career, and obviously that's what you're doing here, everybody talks about the game against Arizona, the atmosphere in the locker room afterward. I don't think I ever went into a locker room where everybody was just kind of laughing. It was just an amazing comeback. And you were so humble about it. You said basically that they stopped blocking you.
Well, I didn't feel like I was getting blocked, you know, and I missed all that after the game, by the way, because I was out doing an interview with the Monday night crew. So I got to miss all the good stuff in the locker room. I may have caught the tail end of it. It just felt like I wasn't getting hit there at the end. You know, the first half, there was always somebody on me, I feel like. And they were throwing the ball. They were changing their offense up a little bit. In the second half, they just got stagnant and started running the ball, trying to protect that lead. And then we started doing some things on defense that helped us.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The problem that Yu Darvish has is that he's making so much money.
Mully, just his presence. You know pro sports. You've been around the NFL locker room, been around clubhouses. Injured guys are better not seen and not heard, not seen at all. And if you have the constant presence of somebody who's getting a lot of attention, could potentially be a distraction. Now, I don't think A-Rod invented this. I think that you have heard whispers about Yu Darvish for a while now. Rick Sutcliffe gave them voice last week on ESPN. This could be a blessing in disguise for Yu Darvish.
Explain that. Why?
What did you see after the game happened? Joe Maddon sprung to his defense. What will every Cub player ask do for Yu Darvish? They will spring to his defense.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Tickets. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Away! 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 Urban Meyer! Urban Meyer! Urban Meyer! Urban Meyer! Urban Meyer! Come on, you guys, let's go!
Oh, God. Where's a drone strike when you need it? I just, you want to get out the old fashioned World War II radio package. Ugh. Call one in. Call in some napalm or something. It makes your skin crawl. However, some reporters were intrepid enough to go get close to those people, one of whom joins us now on the Bernstein and McKnight show, Elise Menaker, who is on Twitter at Elise Menaker and is a Big Ten Network reporter, host, and sideline reporter, is now joining us on The Score. So you knew it was probably going to be something close to that, I imagine, when you decided to cover it. But how would you describe that to somebody who is just learning about it now, Elise?
Yeah, I mean, I think the intentions were just actually pretty simple, despite the fact that there's a complex issue going on. I talked to the organizer, Jeff Hams, the day before, and he just said, look, he's a big Urban Meyer fan, and he wanted to show his support for the coach, and so this is the way that he wanted to show it. He had never done anything like this before, but it just kind of struck him that maybe he can do this rally, and that's what he decided to do. He actually lives in Myrtle Beach, so he drove 11 hours to be here and to put it on. He had no idea about the turnout. I would say about 250 people came out. One of the people actually who was there was Ezekiel Elliott's dad. So it was a mix. You had moms with a few children there. You had dads. You had, you know, I'm sure wives and husbands, but it was definitely just a mix of crowds. And the one thing they have in common is that they wanted to support Urban Meyer.
So I guess, you know, taking a look at the crowd that you did and the reasons for being there, one thing's got to stay true. Whether you're driving from 11 hours away, you've got to have some conviction about what's going on. Do they have, did they have stated reasons as for why Urban Meyer should stay, or just wanted him to stay regardless of how you got there?
So it's interesting. I didn't talk to people too much about what they thought should happen. The first question I usually ask people is, why are you here? What made you want to come out to this? And of course, the first answer was they love Coach Meyer. They wanted to support him. People said they wanted to support the school. So this is why they wanted to show up. And then I thought it was interesting because one man told me he wanted to support the process, implying the investigation process. And with that, he was saying that by being at the rally, he wasn't implying that, depending on how things pan out, he didn't think that no punishments or consequences should be dished out. But he was just saying more that he respects the process, the investigation, and whatever comes from it, that what it may be. But he is a fan of Urban Meyer, and that is why he wanted to show up.
Some of the signs were absolutely obscene, the ones that were mocking the Me Too movement. And then some signs were just strange, calling out ESPN, who wasn't even the network that broke the story. Did you ask anyone there if they could put themselves in the mind of Courtney Smith? Because I wonder what Courtney Smith would think watching that go on as it did, and the inherent re-victimization that was occurring. Was anybody conscious of what actually happened that caused Zach Smith to be fired when he eventually was?
So here's what was interesting about the rally is that Jeff Hams really insisted on this when I talked to him and why he put it together. He actually said that, you know, at this rally, we're not going to mention Courtney Smith. We're not going to mention Zach Smith. This is just purely an Urban Meyer, we're going to support him type of rally. So that was actually a very deliberate thing on the organizer's part. I don't want to assume or imply that the people there didn't feel a certain way towards what's happening and the investigation and what's going on. But I know that people there, like, this was their reason, simply said, we're here to support Urban Meyer.
Yeah, but you can't, though. See, the problem that I have, the disconnect here is they're not allowed to. They're not allowed to define the term of their presence there. We can't say we're just here to support Urban Meyer, because Urban Meyer is currently suspended because of his refusal to deal with somebody who was beating his wife. I mean, this is why they are there. I don't know how they're given the opportunity to parse details of this. They can't just be supporting Urban Meyer, because Urban Meyer is in trouble for doing some really bad things.
Look, I'm just kind of there, especially as a member of Big Ten Network, to report what's happening, to report what's going on. So that's what I'm observing. That's what people are telling me. And that was the intention of the rally that I was at, with an ongoing investigation. Of course, we know now that in the next 2 weeks, we're going to find out more. We're going to find out specifics, and we're going to find out the consequences that come from this stuff. But this was a situation where they felt that they wanted to and could isolate the situation and simply say, we're just here for Urban. You know, some of the signs that you mentioned, there was a huge red one that was in the middle that said, we love Coach Urban. These were just fans that felt like they wanted to support a coach who maybe they feel like has been treated unfairly, or they had certain opinions
treated unfairly,
about things.
Treated unfairly how?
They felt, I think, just sometimes the way the investigation or the process has gone, not even the investigation, just how things have gone on in the media, like the sequence of events. At Big Ten Media Days, you have Urban kind of saying he doesn't know anything about the 2015 incident, and then in his statement saying that he did and he reported it to the appropriate authorities. I think people kind of took that as like, yeah, see, like they wanted to support him because they feel like he's not a bad guy, and they wanted to just kind of spin that in a positive light, if you will, for sake of this rally.
Okay, did you ask the university if they sanctioned this, if they support this?
I think this was a totally separate thing. I did not ask the university directly, but I know that this was a decision made by Jeff Hams and Jeff Hams only, who came out here and organized this via his Facebook page and social media. So it was just the response he was getting from social media and online that he felt that, hey, maybe this is something I can do. Maybe I should try it. He felt strongly about it. So that's kind of how it came to fruition.
So, Elise, as I guess well-meaning as some of the people there seem to be and seem to just want to kind of support or admire on their own cause, we've seen rallies like this at college football campuses and in the Big Ten turn ugly in some circumstances, whether that's by some of the things that those who are supporting or protesting have said or by the things that have actually ended up happening. Did you go into this thinking that might be something a little bit more gross or something a little bit more perhaps even violent than it ended up being? Were you pleasantly surprised, I guess?
By the rally? How it turned out and what they did there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting. I actually was anticipating, quite frankly, a lot of people showing up. What's interesting about the time right now is school is not in session. So in general, I've been somewhat surprised at Columbus and the atmosphere and the environment itself right now. It's very quiet here, much more quiet than you would anticipate based on how this is reverberating across the country, quite frankly, and all the attention it's getting. You come into Columbus itself, and I went into town. I'm talking to people and asking them about this. And the reaction is kind of like, yeah, we know this is going on. We're aware of the situation. And there really wasn't as much, you know, reaction as you might expect. As for the rally, I was expecting actually based on the buzz I saw that it was getting on social media, I thought a lot more people than what did show up would. With that said, since school is out, maybe that's not a bad turnout after all for what this is and for the time of year. As for how the rally went, I was reporting, like I was doing live shots during it, so I wasn't always just watching and over there. Mm-hmm. But I do know they actually had an agenda that Jeff Hans wrote on his Facebook page, here's what's going to happen. And he just kind of made himself in charge of it. He said it was going to be brief. He's like, I don't want this to be long. This is not going to be a long thing. He just wanted to get out there, show support, and have it be simple, and that's that. The people were out there with their signs. You heard the chants that, like, you guys played. That's in terms of how it went. I guess in that sense, that's kind of what I anticipated based on what I had kind of seen on his Facebook page and just the people that were out there with their signs and how they were acting. I didn't expect anything crazier, I guess, than what I saw.
Yeah, I guess I have a disconnect here. I thought it was vile. I thought it was hideous. I thought that these people, quote unquote, supporting Urban Meyer, when he is obviously in trouble with his superiors and most clear-thinking people because he abetted and protected a violent predator, somebody who was choking his wife, lifting her up by the neck, strangling her, admitting via text message that he was strangling her. And how I can't imagine the motivation of these people to get there and support somebody who abetted this, who kept this man employed for 3 years and lied to everybody about it. What is the motivation to support him?
I mean, I think a lot of people there, their simple answer is they love him as a coach. They've always loved him. And I don't mean simple that's the reason or it makes it right or wrong. I'm just saying as I was talking to these people and asking them, why are you here and stuff, that's consistently, they love Coach Urban Meyer.
Well, but do you love him despite, you still love him even though it's clear from police reports, clear from text messages, clear from what we know, clear from the timeline that he was okay with all this stuff. And they still said, oh yeah, of course.
I think the statement he released impacted these people who were there as well, with Urban saying then after Big Ten Media Days that he did know about this and he did report it to the appropriate authorities. So in my mind, there was a shift for people there. And Jeff Hams, the organizer, said that, in fact, himself, that because of the sequence of events, that kind of triggered something in him that he felt made this rally worth having or appropriate or whatever you want to say, but made him want to put it together. So I think, too, now with the ongoing investigation, it's just waiting to see who knew what when and the consequences that come from that.
Well, what more do we need to know other than what we've seen from the text messages and the police reports?
Well, I think what Urban said, that he reported it to the appropriate authorities. So who does that mean? What does that mean? When does that mean?
But he's still kept in there for 3 years. I mean,
sure.
Regardless.
But I don't know when he reported what he knew or anything like that. And that's what the investigation is about. Again, just as the position that I'm in as a reporter, I can only report the facts and what I have seen, what I've observed, and the people I've talked to specifically to, like with the rally that we're talking about, just their voices and what they have told me and just in being Columbus, what I've observed.
Okay. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Elise Menneker, Big Ten Network reporter.
She covered the event. She covered the event. And I think, quite honestly, the fact that there were 250 people out there supporting Urban Meyer for whatever reasons they decided to come up with to support Urban Meyer, that's on them. I mean, I think when you've got that many people out there to support something like that, I mean, you heard her say it. They had different reasons for being out there and doing it. None of them all completely put together or cogent, but all of them different reasons of being out there and wanting their team to win another Big Ten title, despite what it takes to get them there.
This segment brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. When we come back, you'll have yet another opportunity to win $1,000 in cash with a lucky text. And then at the top of the hour, we got to figure out who got to Joe Maddon. I think a robot. I think something happened.
Robots are taking over more and more jobs.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened, but somebody got to Joe about the umpiring and the calling of the strike zone, so we have to sort that all out and more in our weekly conversation with him on The Score.
Cubs fans, Albert Almora Jr. joins the McNeil and Parkin Show today at 2.
I love you, man. You're a great guy, and obviously there's no tension or hard feelings at all.
Albert Almora Jr. talks Cubs with McNeil and Parkins only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $4,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Focus. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $2,500 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees. To qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All 4 rebates and incentives apply. Expires 8/31/18.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready to install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think. Well within reach and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Just told my husband I was running in for a few things at the anniversary sale going on now at Jewel Osco.
truth is, I'll need his help loading the car when I'm done because there are so many great deals.
Don't miss the anniversary sale going on at Jewel Osco. Click on this ad to see the great deals going on now.
Now these are savings worth celebrating. Pop the trunk, honey.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole, along with other health and fitness leaders, and your host, Steve Cashel.
We know the operation works. You lose time by trying non-surgical treatment, so we're going to pull the trigger sooner than we used to, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of the Cubs.
Where in 2018, you'll hear me, Pat Hughes.
And me, Ron Coomer, deliver all the excitement and action of Cubs baseball.
Swinging a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant Flood to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run. Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It's that time again. Your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is applaud. Text applaud to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is applaud to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Yeah, enjoying some of the response from texters and people on Twitter to that interview. And I understand that sometimes you don't want to give your opinion and you just want to report. But as a reporter, if you're there reporting on something, which is why I was asking a lot about follow-up questions, it's one thing if someone says, we're just supporting Urban Meyer. Say, okay, here are the text messages. Here are the police reports. Here is the timeline. Here is why Urban Meyer is suspended. With all of this having gone on, what is still worthy of your support? Why do you find it okay to blindly support someone if, in fact, this person has done these things, or more importantly, did not do certain things? Why is that still worthy of your support?
Yeah, to my mind, there's two potential answers to that question, or why hadn't that follow-up been asked, or what would that follow-up have gotten you one way or the other? One is that that wasn't the purpose of the report. Going down there was the purpose was to film the gathering, film the not a protest,
to
I guess, but
the
film
though?
The pep rally or something.
To legitimize it
gets a little
it's
weird.
It's not legitimate.
Or the other purpose is what answer are you going to get if you go out there and film that stuff? I mean, you're going to get pretty much the same answer from everybody who's out there, one way or the other. When you drill down to it, the answer is going to be, you know what's letting me come out here and support Urban Meyer. I'm wearing Ohio State stuff.
Well, sure.
And he wears Ohio State stuff. And this is an Ohio State can, and this is the football team. I mean, that's.
And again, but
fandom gets gross.
Of course it did, but there are further questions. You can say, why does that fandom override your humanity or your concern for a woman who was beaten and strangled multiple times? Why is that more important to you?
Because fandom. Because again, fandom.
But I understand. But just ask it then.
Yeah. Getting that on record would be, I think, interesting at the very least, and potentially disturbing at the worst.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, that's why I've only to have heard some of that stuff, things like that asked. Amir Barlev in the documentary Happy Valley, when it forces the crazy people to expose their craziness. And it happened with multiple Penn State fans when the questions keep getting asked of why is your fandom, why is your blind loyalty to Joe Paterno? And what happened there was it got so twisted that they simply, on many levels, refuse to accept that anything actually happened, refuse to accept actual evidence, actual facts, sworn testimony, that their brains could not get around that, so they sought out completely alternative truths in their world because they had to continue to think certain things were true.
Yeah, she mentioned that the turnout wasn't as large as she'd have thought. She'd mentioned that the turnout wasn't as large as perhaps even the organizers thought it was. I'm not going to read too much into that, but maybe it's this case is different because the evidence is different. It literally, the evidence in this case looks different. These are texts. These are screenshots of texts that you've seen before, that Ohio State fans have seen. You know, you understand that differently when the visual is presented to you like that. It's not hours of sworn testimony through which you have to divine in a transcript or that you have to get filtered through a headline that you might not believe. And let's be honest, a lot of the fans out there supporting Urban Meyer held signs. I don't have to talk to them to go understand what those signs meant, that they don't believe the news, that they don't believe the report, that they don't believe the actual statements in those texts or those police reports, that they believe that those are fake, that they believe something a lot closer to Urban Meyer's statements to reporters at Big Ten Media Days, that he doesn't understand who would make those stories up. And that's where you get some of the problem here, is because Urban Meyer is going to, at least in my opinion, get off the hook for what he did.
I think so, too.
Because the only people he lied to were reporters at Big Ten Media Day, and he's under no requirement to tell any truth to reporters about any damn thing. But because he said it the way he said it, make these reports up, just kind of fabricate these things out of thin air, that's not what happened. These weren't fabricated out of thin air. These are police reports. They exist. They were filed, and they were filed a long time before last month's media days. Thing of it is, fans are going to cling to that. They're going to hold on to that. They're going to cling to his issuance on Ohio State letterhead about what he did and how he should have been a better man, but I followed the letter of the law. And there's another thing here, too, that has been brought up by some of the texts that I kind of wanted to get to. The idea that, you know, what kind of job does Zach Smith get to have now? What kind of job does somebody who's been that's had a history like this, you know, what, at what point does he get to come back into this whole situation? At what point do you forgive? Well, the thing of it is this. Zach Smith had a contract with Ohio State.
He's had second, third, and fourth chances already.
That said, I won't do this. And then it listed all the behaviors that you can get fired for. Go get a job where you don't have to sign that. Those are the jobs he's allowed to have. I mean, that's the black and white of it. You get to go have a job where you don't have to sign something that says, I won't do these things. Whatever those jobs are, great. Go find them. But you get to have a job where you don't pledge to the university, your employer, and pledge your paycheck to the idea that I won't violate these things. I won't commit these crimes. That's what job he gets to go have.
No, we have.
And Urban Meyer signed the same kind of stuff. He's got language in his contract that says, I have to report these things. I have to report them to this person specifically. And if he doesn't do that, he's in violation of the contract. That's the job Urban Meyer chose.
We have the version of Godwin's Law that affects the score text screen, where actually there are angry screeds yelling something about Benghazi at this point.
Oh, good. We've got Benghazi already.
So we've reached that point. Good. In classic score text screen. Here's the other thing. It doesn't matter what he now is trying to retroactively say he said to his superiors. It doesn't matter. They're trying to deflect you. Well, we got to find out what he said to his superiors. No, we don't. We know what he knew, and we know how long he remained employed.
Simple matter of
fact. Urban Meyer's the most powerful man on that campus by a mile. Don't start with that. Well, now the investigation's going to find that out. The investigation's done. Brett McMurphy did it. He did the investigation. He's got the receipts. He showed them to you. Whether or not somebody can go back in time and retrofit a corroboration to the latest thing that's come out of Urban Meyer's mouth and say, oh yeah, he instructed people. Every day he walked into that practice facility, the guy's still there. 3 years. It doesn't matter.
2015, the man choked and assaulted his wife. 2018, he got fired. Only one guy going to make something different happen between 2015 and 2018. That's Urban Meyer, and nothing different happened. That's it. good to go. That kind of wraps it up. And for people to not understand that simple part of a timeline, that's one thing. For Ohio State to go to the lengths they're clearly going to go to, or at least I expect them to go to keep Urban Meyer around, probably after a four-game suspension for non-conference play, something like that. It's another leap altogether.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's exactly what it's going to be. It's like, yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
He realized he kind of screwed up a little bit, and we're going to try to make this right. But as I was mentioning, and I was sort of playing devil's advocate when we were talking with Mully and Haw this morning, just saying, what's the downside for Ohio State just to say, screw you?
We're keeping our coach.
What's the downside to them? It's nothing bad is going to happen to them.
Well,
so what? So some women's group protest them?
Maybe you get parents of recruits that don't want to go to Ohio State because their coaches don't do anything. No, it's not going to happen like that.
No. But somebody gets mad on Twitter?
Maybe.
So what? They weather that storm.
You get two or three kids who leave.
Whatever. No. I mean, their downside.
There's no downside.
There's no downside to just keeping him and not even suspending him. Just saying We believe that he understands that he didn't handle this appropriately, but we're all good. Let's go. Let's kick the ball.
I guess in theory, the only downside, and it's why they're doing it, I assume the way they're doing it with a panel of six and an investigatory panel and whatnot, is further investigation. The downside to not suspending him and doing nothing in light of a police report and the timeline that you and I just discussed moments ago, the downside is further investigation. I don't know how that happens. It's a contractual dispute between, at least that it's on its face, between Ohio State and Urban Meyer when it comes to his suspension or being held around, being kept around. It's not going to be an ethical one because that part of it's been dismissed already. It's a contractual dispute, and I don't think there's going to be any more investigation into it after this. But that is one of the potential downsides, if perhaps the only one.
Unless they think that there is some
sort of... Is it unlikely?
Unless
sure.
There's exposure. If they think there's Title IX issues, if they think that it can be... But somebody could take action on it.
Yeah.
Somebody would have to be motivated and willing to spend and to do that. I think they could stare into that chasm and just say, nah, we're Ohio State football, and we're all good.
I think that's more likely than not.
Sadly, I do too. Joe Madden is going to join us next on The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
Ron Rivera.
One of my biggest regrets as a football person is I miss Walter Payton's, I miss Dan Hampton's, I miss Mike Singletary's, and I miss Richard's Dent's inductions, and I should have gone. And when Brian invited me, I said, I'm coming. And so I decided that was it, and I was there.
Afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
I've got Brooklyn and Sheets, and you don't. Well, if you don't, I'm talking to you because you really should have Brooklinen sheets, and maybe you do and you want more and you want to take advantage of a special discount opportunity. You really should have them because your sleep is just better on luxury bedding, and you think buying luxury bedding is confusing and expensive and I don't know what to ask about. I don't know when they tell me about thread count. Stop worrying about that. That's the point of Brooklinen. It is why and how Brooklinen was founded, to take all that out of the process, that there's no need to try to understand the technicalities of these sheets. If you know what size you want and you know you want to start sleeping better on good sheets, you go to brooklinen.com. This was a husband and wife team that they slept on some good sheets at a hotel at one point. They said, oh, well, we'd love to buy those. And then they just started going down these impossible rabbit holes of trying to figure out how to find these sheets and how to buy them. And they thought, well, wait a second. Why don't we start a company that removes all that stuff? And everybody loves Brooklinen. And I know I love my Brooklinen sheets. They're the best, most comfortable sheets I've slept on. Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer just for you. $20 off and free shipping. The promo code is Dan at Brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen's so sure you're going to love these sheets. Right now, you get a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is by using the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now with cards, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory five-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief